You're listening to the Sport of Business podcast powered by the 321 Go Project. We've talked with over 500 gym owners just like you, and every week we'll bring you the best of the best. We chat with industry experts as well as deliver advice that you can use today. For more, visit 321goproject.com.
3, 2, 1, go!
All right, guys, welcome to the Sport of Business podcast. And today we're going to talk about websites and dig into it a little bit. And so we're joined by Scott Kuczynski, developer, all around, probably the coolest nerd I've ever met.
Well, thank you, Matt.
So, yeah, Scott is the developer for 321 Go Project and builds out all the sites. And what do you do a little bit more specifically for folks that may not know?
So we, 321 Go Project, for the most part, on the web side of things, we are, I like to say, a little bit more than just your, standard contract developer. We are looking at this entire, process from a very strategic standpoint. On the nerd side of things, from the front end to the back end, but we're also looking at this from, a marketing standpoint as well. And just a little bit of background. I come from a marketing background, before, computer science and, web development background. So the segue was super natural here. Within the CrossFit industry, there's no way we can have one without the other. I can't sit here and just develop websites for folks without understanding what they need to do with that website. So
the expectation is that your website should do something for you. It's not just, hey, CrossFit wherever, hey, I'm here, I exist.
Absolutely.
But you should have, in 2015, you should have expectations of your website to be performing for you.
Absolutely.
And what are some of those expectations that people should have when they look at their site?
So a awesome reference I like to use, and that's great you pointed out performance, because I like to describe these websites as, they have to be performance mechanisms. They have to work. And they have to do something. They cannot just be a static piece of real estate on the web. I like to compare a lot of older web presence, older websites, especially within the CrossFit. We have a lot of dated websites out there that are constantly being updated, but I like to compare this to the billboard scenario, where a lot of the mindset of these websites in the past is that these need to just be some sort of marketing billboard that exists on the internet with no dynamic interaction in and out. But that's simply not true. This needs to be the most dynamic thing that you use on a daily basis as a marketing mechanism. So if you do nothing else with a dynamic thought process in your marketing strategy, it needs to be your website.
So as of what is today, August 23rd, 2015, and the industry, I'm sure, changes on a monthly basis, if not a weekly basis.
Right.
As of today, what are the non-negotiables for people's websites? What does it absolutely need to do? And if you don't have that, it's a worthless website. Like, what are these non-negotiables we need to be looking out for?
Right. And I focus in on a local level here. And I stress that, this process is different depending on the industry that you're pushing to be successful in. Specifically, CrossFit and for affiliate owners, as well as enthusiasts or other people that are actively part of this market share, the non-negotiables are, I'll start by saying you paid a lot of money for the website, and we need that ROI, and we need to see it working. So right away, we need a system to make sure that our website is in fact giving us the best return on our investment. So I'll start at the lower level and say, right across the board, we're giving everybody a really strong framework full of non-negotiable tools to use. Starting with, we need really clear, concise forms on the back of the website. Those are obviously displayed on the front end, but we need a system that works really well for folks to go on the front end, fill out a form, have a clear, concise mission for each form, each page. We need those to come back into the back end of the website and display in a meaningful way for the affiliate owner to reach out to those folks. So right away, non-negotiable is lead generation forms. We need those. They have to be there and they have to work. And we need the output from those lead forms to go somewhere. We can't just have everybody logging in on the back end of a website trying to dig up lead forms.
And if I could maybe translate what you're saying right now, when you say lead generation form, what we're saying is it needs to be something a little bit more sophisticated than, hey, bro, you ready to join?
Right.
Call me. Here's my phone number.
Right.
It needs to be more specific because really what we're looking at is we want to give people choice and options for how they interact with our brand. They may not be ready to step foot in your gym, but there has to be something there for people to interact with you
totally.
In some meaningful way.
Right, and we'll break that down a bit as well. Depending on the mission of the affiliate, you know, we need these forms to reflect the options that are available in the physical presence of the gym. So, for example, you know, we need a clear, concise way for a user to visit the website, inquire more info about an on-ramp program, about a no-sweat consultation, about an Olympic weightlifting program, or just a simple inquiry to get your, a basic overview of how I can come in and check out the box.
And I think what most affiliate owners don't realize is that people are sitting with their brand for years before they're moving along and stepping foot in your gym. It's not this binary relationship. It's not, oh, I found you, I'm joining your gym.
Right.
99% of your future athletes are probably sitting there contemplating this decision, and a very vibrant lead generating website will assist them in moving along.
Correct.
So you're almost interrupting that decision making process and providing, and again, the philosophy is always help first. We're providing them help, we're providing them information, but we're moving them along in this decision-making process that oftentimes can take up to a year or two
right,
years.
Correct. So, and that segues directly into our next component of this very strong conversion engine and marketing mechanism. What do we do with those leads when we get them? How do we organize these leads and how do we use them to bring people in, as you just mentioned? So the next step there, we're going to integrate these lists into an organized process on another system. So we're integrating these leads into some sort of email marketing platform. And we work with almost every single one of the platforms that are out there. So if you're familiar with MailChimp, Constant Contact, AWeber, Hatchbook, there's, you know, I could list 30 more. We want the affiliate to get these leads immediately, have them organized in a list that they can see, okay, I have 5 people today that filled out a form and said, I really need some more info on this no sweat consultation on ramp process. Okay. I have an email template set up that 321 Go Project just built me, ready to blast these folks and let them know, hey, you know, come on in. I'm answering your question. But here's a little more about what we do.
What about the affiliate owner that's listening to this right now and is saying, Scott, that sounds like such an impersonal process. You know, I want, you know, my athletes need to see me and have a touch point with me and get a face-to-face with me. From a marketing standpoint, what would you say to that affiliate owner that says, oh, this is digital and impersonal?
Right, and that's a very valid concern. Totally understand. And I, you know, at some point stress caution in that field as well to make sure that, you know, we're not spamming folks. We want them to feel as though, you know, we're here with open arms if you have more questions.
And I think, yeah, and so I think what affiliate owners need to come to realize is that they have a very personal product. It's a very face-to-face product is what we're selling
right.
in our service. But we're now in – our consumers are different now than they were before. I mean, think about Amazon. Think about before you bought toilet paper on Amazon, you had to call up like – Bezos and be like, hey man, like how good is this toilet paper? How soon can it be here? Can you take my credit card right now?
Right.
That's not how people are consuming goods and services
no.
now.
And we're in an age, you know, whether or not, you know, personal opinions aside, we are in an age of instant gratification, and the internet is, you know, the epicenter of this instant gratification market. And you know, we're trying to help mold that common denominator by using these tools and use them in a thoughtful and meaningful way to not throw impersonal sales pitches at potential members, but let them know that, you know, we have an efficient process of you logging onto the website, submitting a form, and we're going to get back to you, and you're going to get a wealth of information about what we do, and there we're giving you plenty of information to make your decision if you know you do want to come in, you do want more info, you do want to stop by the box. And the first step there is giving the user that instant gratification that they need, because they're not ready to commit yet. As you mentioned before, most people, 95% of people are not ready to commit.
And you had hit on something earlier that these system, this conversion engine, this website is ultimately a reflection of your culture. I mean, you're not doing plug and play systems for anybody.
Correct.
I mean, this isn't like, I'm not going to have the same website feel and customer experience as the guy next door.
Right.
This is highly personalized, which is then what makes it translate to that experience once they're in the box. Your digital presence is a replication of your experience in the box, which I think is a key thing for people to
Absolutely.
Understand with their website.
Absolutely. And that's a great point, and I'll take that cue to kind of break down the two different moving pieces that work together beautifully here. So we were speaking about tools that we're using on the back end, such as our forum generators, our list generators, working in unison with the site to give us a list that we can use and nurture leads from. Now, the other side of this that is completely personal and completely independent to each individual affiliate, that's the front end of the website. So that's where we're talking about the design. We're talking about the branding. We're talking about the overall mission statement, the core values of that specific affiliate, and how we use our design tools, our brand, our branding presence. Clay sits and does, you know, hundreds of logos over the years and spends a lot of time really pushing these subtle branding messages, and those are totally personal. And your front end is always going to be very, very personal and independent to the specific affiliate. Now, segueing back to looking at the back end, what we want to do is just make sure that each affiliate has all the appropriate tools. Everybody has a level playing field to make sure that they can charge, grab leads, nurture those leads, and get more folks in the door. Hopefully I explained that, you know, well enough. Yep. How the front end and the back end are two different systems, where you can always think the front end, what the user's viewing, that's your presence. That's your affiliate's presence. And that is completely independent to your specific brand and your identity in the community and on the internet as well.
Killer. All right, let's change gears a little bit and talk about mobile responsiveness.
Right.
In 2015, I would imagine this is another one of our non-negotiables.
Absolutely.
Speak to that a little bit.
So 2015, you know, we're actually putting ourselves a little bit further back here. This is a standard 5 years ago, this was a concept that was made prevalent that, hey, right now, not tomorrow, not 5 years from now, but right now, your website needs to be mobile ready. More users are viewing a web page on their smartphone or tablet than they sit on a desktop, a laptop, a coffee shop, internet cafe. That market is few and far between. That market's for folks like us that sit and nerd out on the desktop
all
day.
Exactly, and I think that's a biggest missing link that I think. A lot of affiliate owners are in front of a computer all the time. I mean, every gym owner I know has a MacBook Pro shooting off emails on there, like, you know, working from there. They're not realizing that all of their customers are coming to them via their smartphone.
Correct. Yeah, a staggering number. Insane number. And this number is so it increases so drastically daily. Honestly, daily. It's hard to give a select metric, but we're somewhere over 80% of users are viewing your website for the first time on some sort of mobile device. So that being said, this is not just a courtesy call to say, hey, our website needs to look good on mobile. This is now a web standard. So search engines are now penalizing sites and site owners for not adapting to the largest user base on the web.
And to unpack that a little bit, what you're saying is Google is looking at your site and saying if it is not very mobile friendly, even though you may have higher ranking factors than every other gym in your town,
SEO is going to suffer.
You're going to get dinged on that.
Absolutely. Your search presence your search presence will go down, plain and simple. Again, it's at this point, it's not a courtesy call. It's non-negotiable. That's where the web is.
And previously it was, you've got a decent desktop website that kind of is mobile responsive, and the internet has flipped that. It is
correct.
You have a mobile site that you can also use on a desktop.
Right. And that's where, you know, at 321 Go Project, since inception here with the mobile standards, we build for the phone first, and that's the standard across the web nowadays. Is, you know, I'm not looking at a desktop when I build a website. I'm looking at an iPhone first. I'm looking at a tablet first. I'm looking at an Android first, and I'm making sure that that site flows incredibly well on the mobile device, and then we go back to the desktop and make sure it sits well. And honestly, the desktop's the easy part. The desktop is it's the easiest way for a user to absorb a large amount of information. We have a bigger screen. Mm-hmm. It's the simple point of real estate right there.
So for the gym owner, wrapping up, for the gym owner that has heard these things and is thinking, what is he talking about, converting leads on my website, generating back-end user information? What does my customer flow look like? And they're thinking to themselves, whoa, I have no idea. I'm missing out on so much business right now as a result of my website not performing. And they start looking around. I need to change my website. Top three questions that the gym owner should ask of either somebody they're having develop it or right. Of the process that they're going to undertake themselves?
Great question. Awesome question. Number one, you know, we'll go right back to the mobile deal, because at this point, it's non-negotiable. If your site's not responsive, it's going to hurt you. Plain and simple. Question number one, is my site mobile ready?
Number two,
is my site actually bringing me new clients? Very, very simple. If not,
and the thing is it's not a brochure. Your
correct.
Website is not a brochure.
It's
not interactive.
Brochure.
It's a living organism.
It's a dynamic piece of real estate. A revolving door that people walk in and walk out of, either satisfied or dissatisfied.
Beautiful. And third thing that we need to be looking out for when looking to change our website or even get one for the first time.
I like to use the clarity deal here. Is my website, does it make sense to me? Does, as an affiliate owner, can you look at your website and honestly say, I think this makes total sense, and I trust that my potential clients will feel the same way? And if you can answer that yes, you're doing well. That's great. But if you can answer that question no, then it's time. We gotta charge forward.
Awesome. Scott, I think that's a great place to end. Thank you so much. Where can people find you?
Scott K at 321 Go Project is my email address. I am also available directly in the website section of 321goproject.com.
Awesome. Cool. Thanks, Scott.
Sure.
Thanks for listening to the Sport of Business podcast. If you found this valuable, be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher and leave us a review. For more information, head over to 321goproject.com.